7:45, and it's time now for another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time, and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. The Sandy Gentry team down on Main Street. Sandy's here in the studio this morning. Nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing well?
Very well.
You guys had a great summer.
We had a great summer.
You were everywhere.
Oh,
you really were. And there were so many events to be at.
I know. It's so great. Our town is so vibrant. We had so much fun this year, not only selling Main Street.
Right. Yeah.
And so many condos downtown and so many houses downtown, but we also just got to enjoy it with having the front block closed that. And
first
then,
block of Washington. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There were people everywhere.
Everywhere. All the time.
Between, you know, between what Nora did with the kids, and then you had the bookseller, you had
kids
authors
night,
out there. You had
yoga.
I saw that. I never got a chance to go on out there, but I saw that. How are things going in home sales for the Sandy Gentry team?
They have been fantastic.
Yeah?
Interest rates came down a little bit, and we've had so many people actually even moving into our town, which is even
That's
better
interesting.
Yet.
Okay.
I know. I
Wonderful.
Love it.
When is when's the busiest time of year for the Sandy Gentry team? Is it fall or spring?
It is year round.
Is it really?
We are extremely busy in the summer because that's just a given.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's stopped yet. So it's still, you know, home sales are great. We're still listing fantastic properties and selling them in a good amount of time, as long as we're priced correctly.
Right.
But it's been still very, very busy.
That's good to hear. I mean, that's really good to hear. I was in town a couple of weeks ago, and I decided to take a long way home through Spring Lake. So I took, and I live in Grand Rapids, so I took Leonard.
Oh.
And I was in areas of Spring Lake Town, all these different, and I saw your, I was in areas where I had never been before, and some of those homes are just beautiful out
they
that way.
Are. We have two amazing listings that way. And
okay.
Yes, everywhere. So yeah. We can definitely, in fact, we should probably move you out here then.
Yeah, you should. And I'm, you know, you should. I would love that. I'd love for Sandy Gentry to be my realtor. I mean, I'm looking at some of the homes, and some of these are reasonably priced. And so if somebody, you know, I mean, you have clients that come in and have never bought a home before. I've seen the photos that you guys post. Brand new homeowners, they come to you and you're able to find them something within their price range.
We do. We give them a great experience. We make it easy.
Yeah.
And it just ends up being enjoyable. And they love it every step. So.
I mean, you've been doing this long enough. I would imagine you probably have clients whose kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got some
second
generation.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm old.
You're not old. Sandy Gentry,
almost 34 years in the business.
That's incredible.
I know.
What is the most popular room of a house? When someone's buying a house, what's the first room that has to be the way that they want it? Is it still the kitchen?
The kitchen.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
It just is. Yeah. That's where we entertain and we do all our cooking and we spend all our time and we make really big decisions too.
Yes. I think everybody still prefers that open floor plan.
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The open great room concept.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm thinking about the house that I grew up in, and how we fit eight people around a kitchen table is beyond me.
And it's where everybody congregates.
Well, yes, it is. It is. What kind of trends are you seeing in homes these days? Are there anything, you know, that's different that we need to know about?
You know, I think people are liking the main floor living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
I think even with our two stories, as long as there's a main floor living option, I think that has been the last few phone calls that I got.
Has it really? Okay.
Lower maintenance.
Yeah.
I think with our busy schedules, lower maintenance for sure. People are appreciating the updated houses.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So updated houses, especially where they have to do no work.
That's nice.
Yes.
I mean, I'm even seeing homes that'll have double ovens, which I think is fabulous.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want a double oven in their home for all your baking and Thanksgiving and all that stuff, everything in between? How exciting. How many people are on the Sandy Gentry team?
So we have five realtors.
Okay.
So we have Kelly, Tyler, Mackenzie, And then we have Hannah and Madison.
Okay, wonderful.
And then myself.
And then yourself, of course. And then yourself. So you are a part of Grand Haven Main Street and the Downtown mm-hmm. Development Authority. How important is everything that they do to your business and you know, what you guys do out in the community?
I love our Downtown Main Street, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm on the board and as well as the Recruitment Retention Committee.
You are? Okay.
Yes, and that is so important. And I just think our Downtown Main Street does a lot more than what we realize. Even like our flower beds in front of my office, just in the beautification process, just in helping our businesses thrive and grow. And it's great because we help each other.
Yeah, so you really do.
Even when the power went out last week.
Yeah, what was that like for you?
That was daunting.
You didn't have phones either. Are your phones powered by the internet?
Exactly.
Like, okay, so you
no
didn't have phones.
Phones.
Okay.
No, and so that was very daunting.
Is it?
It was kind of neat, though, because everybody walked out in the street and we all could, you know, talk and try to figure out, okay, I found this out or whatever. So it's just, we have our own family downtown with all the businesses down there.
I love it. I'm a person who loves to swim. And if I bought a house, it would have to have a pool in it. And even though I know we have the lake right here, I still love to swim.
We have a couple for you.
I was wondering how many houses around here have pools because we're right by the lake.
I know.
But they do have pools, don't they?
Okay. We do.
Yeah. I would want a pool if I bought a house from you.
I got a couple good ones in mind for you.
Do you? You're so funny.
We're going to sell you a house yet.
She's going to sell me a house yet. It's so nice to have you back in the studio, the Sandy Gentry team. I hope you have a great, great fall. And I know you'll be participating in the thing, the Bones About Town and the things, you know.
I need help with my skeleton.
Oh, what kind of, what's the skeleton? Do you have a name for the skeleton?
Well, we did.
You did? Okay.
Yes, but now this year, a whole new theme.
A whole new
theme.
We had
him dressed up in a Mr. Bones.
Oh, I love it.
And we had him dressed up in a leisure suit last year.
I love it.
So this year, we got to come up with something better.
Wonderful. So. Well, all the best to you and happy selling all the amazing homes that you sell here in the Tri-Cities and beyond. The Sandy Gentry team. I always learn a little bit more when I bring somebody in. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that the kitchen is still the room that people, it has to be the way that they want it or they're not going to be happy. Isn't that interesting? What does that say about us? That's interesting. It says that we just like things the way we like things.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I need a pool and a kitchen.
I got you covered.
Open space with a double oven and maybe even a convection oven because you can cook. You can. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Sandy Gentry and the Sandy Gentry team. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. Go down.